We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was one of the most vocal and active of the local patriots during the American War for Independence. And after building quite a reputation for himself, he became the first man killed at the Battle of Minisink on July 22, 1779. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission. And I'll have a look back at Bezaleel Tyler III right after this.
The Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission and its sponsors, the Delaware Company, the Narrowsburg Union, and the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, will hold the first ever Revolutionary War Film Festival, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Narrowsburg Union. Friday evening, April 24th, features the 1988 film April Morning with Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Urich. On Saturday evening, it is episode 4 of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution, which includes shots of Fort Delaware. And on Sunday afternoon, the popular Mel Gibson, Heath Ledger film, The Patriot, will be shown. Each event includes a social hour and Q&A in addition to the movies. Social hour starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There is no admission charge, but pre-registration is required. Seating is limited and tickets will be allotted in the order requests are received. Email the Delaware Company for more information. info@thedelawarecompany.org. That's info@thedelawarecompany.org.
Bezaleel Tyler III was born in 1745 in Sharon, Connecticut, and came with his family to the Upper Delaware River Valley to found the Cushetunk Settlement in 1755. He was one of 22 children, 14 of whom survived to adulthood. When the Revolutionary War broke out, dividing the Cushetunk Settlement, the Tyler family was on the Patriot side, and Bezaleel, or Zeal as he was sometimes known, became an active member of the colonial militia. Appointed by the Committee of Safety to head up a company of scouts, he led a number of attacks on loyalists and their families and killed more than one. After several encounters with the loyalist spy Robert Land, Tyler finally arrested him near Minisink and testified at his court-martial. He became so obnoxious to the Tories and their Native American allies, they began referring to him by the less-than-flattering nickname Captain Mush. As a member of the militia that pursued Joseph Brant and his men following their raid on Minisink on July 20, 1779, Bezaleel was in an advanced guard when, according to the after-incident report filed by his commanding officer, Colonel John Haythorne, he discharged his weapon, alerting Brant to the militia's presence. Bezaleel Tyler III is reputed to be the first man killed in the ensuing Battle of Minisink near present-day Berryville. His wife, Abigail Calkin Tyler, was pregnant at the time of his death and gave birth to their daughter just a short time after. Bezaleel Tyler III was 34 years old at the time of his death. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.